Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Awakening Your True Self series with equanimity. Hello and welcome to episode 317 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for welcoming me into your home. I'm Melissa. Thank you for welcoming me into your home as we journey into our innermost home over the next hour. I would ask you to take this time as a sacred time for yourself and shut off all your disturbances, turn off your cell phone, and take this special hour for yourself. Want to thank Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long purple leggings and a Dancing Ganesh green bra cami. And thank you to Dusky Leaf for my props. Today I'm using a rubber mat, and you're going to need the wall today and a meditation cushion. So we're going to do things a little bit differently today. Today we're going to start with legs up the wall while I read you the testimonials. The testimonials are integral to the teachings of the class today. So I thought I would get you right into a pose, into an embodied experience to begin, as I include the testimonials in the class. So we're going to do legs up the wall. The way you do that is you get your hips right up against the wall. And then you're going to swing your legs around and bring your legs up. And we're going to do this with sleeping eagle's arms. So you're going to hook one arm on top of the other and rest these on your forehead. And this is just going to help to begin to connect us with our third eye for clear vision. The clear vision that we're going to be cultivating through this class. It's also very grounding and calming. This is a point in traditional Chinese medicine, a marma point, that's very grounding and calming as well. So you're going to stay here. This is a very safe position for most people. If you have back issues, you'll want to do legs up a chair with your knees bent instead, or you could do it with knees bent on the wall. If you're menstruating, this is probably okay because your pelvis is flat, especially if you're past your heaviest day of your menstrual cycle. But use your own discretion. You probably, if you're in the first couple of days of your menstrual cycle, it would be better to take this in Shavasana. You could still do the sleeping eagle's arms though. So you're going to stay here and I will sit up and begin with the testimonials for today. Okay, so as I mentioned, today we're going to do something a little different. Normally at the beginning we share positive testimonials with you, and it's not that we only ever receive positive testimonials. We receive a lot of feedback that also offers us ways that we can improve, which we appreciate very much. But we choose to keep the tone here very positive. That's part of what we choose to do for you. But as part of the teachings for you today, we wanted to bring in the balance that is equanimity, to show that you never only receive praise and no blame. So I wanted to start with a testimonial. And we're going to share two testimonials because they're both in response to the same class, to show that you never only receive praise and only blame. So one is more praise-oriented and one is more blame-oriented. One causes suffering and one causes me to feel good about what I'm doing. One causes me to feel less good about what I'm doing. So the first one is from Kathy. And again, they come in response to the exact same class. It was from Namaste Yoga 315, the class on compassion. Kathy says, I have watched your programs since last April. At first, I watched your benefits of yoga programs and enjoyed them. But your more recent programs contain so much in them that is contrary to my spiritual beliefs that I had to fast forward through your teachings and your chanting at the end. I am a believer in God and have trusted in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He is the source of my strength, peace, joy, and love. I don't find these qualities by looking in myself. The only good within me is the Holy Spirit, whom God placed within me when I accepted his son's sacrifice for me when he died on the cross for my sins. The Bible says to have no other gods before him, which includes all of the Hindu gods or mythological things that you bring up. I just cannot allow that kind of thinking into my mind. I love you as a person, Melissa, and think you have a sweet personality. You taught me so much about my physical body through yoga, and I am sad to part ways with you. My prayer is that you will find the truth in the Bible, and that Jesus Christ is our only hope and the answer to all of life's problems. Please spend some time reading the Bible, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. In Christ's love, Kathy Gons. So that was one response to the class on compassion. And then, exact same class, another response. This is from Paige from our membership community. Paige says, thank you for this class, Melissa, and thank you for your spiritual teachings. I'm deeply grateful for them. There are many doors to spirit. At different times in my life, I tried a few, and even spent some time inside various spaces. I'm grateful for those experiences, but it felt like I was doing someone else's practice. You say things in a way I can hear. Opening this door has allowed me to sustain a spiritual journey that feels organic and authentic to me. So same teachings, completely different reaction. One caused suffering, one caused gratitude and very much heart-opening experience. So I want you to hold that in your mind. And I also want you to open up the awareness to the doors of experience in your own life, if that works for you. Maybe it doesn't. If not, maybe you're fast-forwarding through this part of my teaching. and see how this relates to you in your own life, where you can have an experience where, or have some action where it can be received in one way. Your actions can be received in one way by one person and another by another person, despite your intention and the skill of your action. So open up to this, because this is the context of equanimity. Where your action, you have intention, you offer the skill of your action, and there really is no guarantee of outcome. So this is a really important class because in the context of all the discussion that's been going on, and especially in our membership community, this is the class that is going to bring loving kindness, compassion, and sympathetic joy into perspective. So you're going to stay with your legs up the wall, and we're going to do a few other joint release movements here. So either legs up the wall or knees bent with your legs on a chair, or you could do this in Shavasana as well. So either any position will work. So you're going to release your sleeping eagle's arms. You're going to hold on to your elbows now and drop your shoulders heavy on the ground. And then you're going to circle your elbows here. I would breathe out as you bring your arms down and around, and then I would breathe in as you bring your arms up. And we're just lubricating your shoulder joints here. We're going to be practicing Garudasana, Eagle's Pose, to get that wide open perspective that is equanimity. And then we're going to go the other way. So Eagle's Pose gets into all the joints of your body. So we're going to be lubricating the joints of your body to prepare. Can you hear that? I was wondering if my mic was picking that up. that's my shoulder. So for everybody that thinks frozen shoulder is just all in the head, it's not. There's actually something physical going on in there. It's not just a psychosomatic injury. if you do x-rays, there's something shows up. You can actually hear it. Okay. While it may benefit me to continue this, we will move on. You're going to cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh, and then you're going to bend your right knee, and just as much as you need to until you feel a stretch in your left glute and your outer thigh. So this is a really great movement shape for your hip joint. And you'll notice it's more intense than if you do it away from the wall. So if you aren't doing this against the wall, you can do this just lying on your back as well. This is the keyhole stretch that we usually do, often do. And then we're going to switch sides. So straighten out your right leg and your left leg. And then cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open up your right knee. And bend your left leg just enough until you feel something happening in your right buttocks and into your outer right thigh. And it's not going to be a very deep knee bend and compared to what you usually feel in this shape. When you're using the wall, the resistance of the wall really intensifies the stretch. And then you can release your legs, bring your legs up the wall again, pause and take a breath here. And then bend your knees, roll to your right side. And you're going to make your way up to seated. And because we have our mat set up like this, let's use our mat and the wall to sit in Dandasana. Staff pose with your back against the wall so you have the support of the wall. And we're just going to do a little bit of mobility for your ankle joints here. So I'm going to get you to point and flex your whole foot here. And then circle your whole ankle joint. And circle the other way. And then circle so your toes meet in the center. And circle the other way. And then we're going to do some for our hands. So you're going to circle your hands. Circle the other way. So for your wrists. And then you're going to point and flex. And then you're going to wave. So they're going kind of side to side. Yeah. And then rotate like you're screwing in a light bulb, which we have no light bulbs right now. We know this because we need one. One went out this morning. Okay, this one feels really good. Okay, now you're going to come and sit. Because you had that experience of sitting with the wall behind you, you can choose, would I like that support today? Or you can sit with a meditation cushion and sit with your own support. So see what's best for you today. Or you can sit on a chair or on a block. And we're going to use a mudra. We're going to use the eagle mudra today for that, to create that spaciousness for equanimity. Okay, so the eagle's mudra is really simple. You just hook your thumbs and then you hold it in front of your heart center for that really nice spacious openness, like the wide open sky that the eagle flies in. And you can hold this here if at any point during the teachings it becomes too much for any reason. You can just rest your hands down on your lap. You're going to sit with your shoulders over your hips and your ears over your shoulders. And then you can close your eyes to turn inward to prepare to receive the teachings, making space with breath and a sigh. So today's teachings are on equanimity. And the beauty of equanimity is that it brings the other three Brahmaviharas into focus and helps to give them a lot of perspective. So we're continuing our Awakening Your True Self series with the four Brahmaviharas. It translates to our supreme states, desired dwelling, divine abiding, or our best home. As I said, they include loving kindness, compassion, joy, and today's equanimity. The Brahmaviharas, or four divine bodes, are teachings on the way we relate to ourselves and others. For example, we meet friendly people with love, those who are suffering with compassion, successful people with joy, and unpleasant people with detachment. Sharon Salzberg, loving kindness or metta meditation teacher, speaks of the four Brahmaviharas as our best home. She says, just like the home we live in, we might not always be in these states all the time because we are human beings, but we feel our most authentic and at ease when we are at home. When we are expressing love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. This week, we finished the mini-series within our larger series of Awakening to Your True Self on the Brahmaviharas that brings loving-kindness, compassion, and sympathetic joy into perspective. Equanimity is wisdom. It's justice. It's seeing things as they are. It is said to be the spacious stillness of your mind. The near enemy of equanimity is indifference. With indifference, you don't care. You become angry, you separate yourself, you build a barrier to the difficulties in your life. With equanimity, you have the strength to be completely present to what's happening. Equanimity gives you courage and determination to face your suffering without becoming grief-stricken. It allows us to continually offer loving kindness, even when it may not be received graciously. It gives us the opportunity to offer sympathetic joy from a big and open space of perspective, free from pleasure and pain. So the testimonials I read at the beginning are an example of how life is a succession of changing experiences. So just like me, you will receive pleasure and pain, gain and loss, praise and blame, fame and disrepute. So here at Namaste Yoga, as I mentioned at the beginning, we have a firm commitment to communicating loving kindness, nonviolence, and ahimsa. In other words, to promote what we love and to not bash what we hate. We choose to promote loving kindness, compassion, and sympathetic joy with you, our students, from a place of equanimity. Yet, I assure you, just like you, we do experience loss, blame, and disrepute on a daily basis. As human beings, we continually move between the experiences of pleasure and pain, gain and loss, praise and blame, fame and disrepute. According to equanimity, there's no need to feel betrayed or personally humiliated when these things happen to us. We can experience the pain with openness, rather than being lost in resistance and fear. Likewise, there's no need to only feel fully alive when we are experiencing praise and fame, and hold on desperately to pleasure. As human beings, we are infinite and open, but we're also finite and limited. We're both wonderful and difficult. We're flawed, we're stuck in old patterns, we're impossible, and we're beautiful beyond measure. Everyone, including myself, has relative weaknesses that cause suffering. Everyone also possesses absolute beauty, which surpasses all these limitations. Equanimity allows us to hold both of these qualities, our weakness and our beauty, both with compassion and perspective. With equanimity, we recognize that many things are out of our control. We can offer our actions with the best motives and the greatest skill, and yet how they are received by others is completely out of our control. Equanimity asks us to trust our actions, honor them, and let go. For example, the offerings of the teachings here on Namaste Yoga. As you see from the testimonials I shared today, sometimes there's praise and sometimes there is blame. And I'm human, so this causes me pleasure and this causes me suffering. Through my own personal meditation, yoga practice, journaling practice, therapy, I find space and time to gather perspective and to look at the bigger perspective, to look at the bigger picture. I recognize that although there are some who experience suffering because of the teachings offered here, there are many that find loving kindness, compassion, tenderness, and sympathetic joy. In fact, I only need to remember like one email that I receive from somebody that will tell me that one teaching caused them to not take their own life. And that's enough for me to keep going. So each time Tim presses record and I hear that record button go, I gather the courage. I gather the courage to begin again. And I gather the discipline to not be overcome by the suffering and the blame. And I know that all of you do that too, because this being human is not an easy gig. So I knew this was going to be art class. Today, we're going to practice eagle's pose so that we can back up and we can zoom out. And this was one of the most important lessons that I learned when I was doing my teacher training. There's a book called Zoom Out, I think it's called Zoom. It's a picture book. It's like a, it's an adult picture book. And you can look it up. You can probably get it online or at Chapters or whatever. But it's the most great book teaching on equanimity and eagle's pose and everything that we're doing today. Eagle's pose allows us to back up and have that perspective. So bring it to mind an experience in your life where you feel suffering, where you feel pain, and where you feel loss, or blame, or disrespect. And keep in mind that as we move through the postures, we can move beyond the limited experience of the moment and see the bigger perspective, free from blame, free from pain, free from loss, and the wide open sky of peace, known as equanimity. So there's this great story of a teacher who drew a picture for his students, and he drew like a really simple picture of a bird, and he asked his students, what do you see here? And they all said, we see a bird. And he said, no, it's a bird in the sky. So the bird is our suffering, but equanimity is the wide open sky. So that's what Eagle's Pose gives us the practice to see. We can hold the impossibility of ourselves and the beauty of ourselves and others simultaneously. In the same way the sky holds the clouds, the sky holds the bird with a gentle, spacious equanimity. So reflect on these teachings. I know that was a lot to take in today. And how they relate to you in your life. And begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive in your life, what you would like to birth, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life. And once you've formed your intention, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out. And then we're going to slowly, I think we'll move our mats away from the wall and we'll do just a little bit of downward facing dog to stretch out, transition. I need a little transitional posture before we come up to standing. Okay, so we'll just do a little bit of circling here. First, this gets into all your joints, which will be great for eagles. And then you're going to tuck your toes under. Inhale here. Exhale, and reach your hips up towards the ceiling. And just give yourself a little moment to transition out of that. Maybe it wasn't as intense for you as it was for me. And then look forward at your hands. Walk your feet into your hands and you're going to roll up to standing. Okay, from standing, we're going to do some squatting to prepare for Eagle's Pose. So I'll get you to bring your feet together. This will be like a modified version of Eagle's Pose to prepare you for full Eagle's Pose. So bring your feet together and we'll bring our elbows and palms together and inhale and exhale, sit down. You can just imagine being that eagle. So this experience is limited compared to the spaciousness of the wide open sky. And then you can release this from your body. And we're going to do Eagle's Pose now. So you can stand on your right foot. And I'll give you lots of options here. So bend your right knee, cross your left leg over. You can keep your toes on the ground here, or your foot on the outside of your leg. Depending on the mobility of your hips, you may be able to hook your foot all the way around. Bring your right arm up, hook your left arm underneath, maybe bring the backs of your hands together, or maybe your palms together. So see what works for you today in your body. And then go ahead and let this posture out of your body on the side, and we'll go ahead and do it on the other side. And this time you're going to stand on your left leg and bend your left knee. So lots of options here. You can cross your right leg over and keep your toes on the ground, or your foot on the outside of your leg, or you can hook your foot around. And then bring your left arm up. Focus on something that's not moving, and on the ground is easier too. Hook your right arm underneath, and you can bring the backs of your palms together. So first option is palms together, backs of palms together, or palms, depending on your shoulder flexibility today. And breathe. And then release this posture from your body. Let's just shake that out a little bit. And then we're going to come back down to the ground and we're going to do a one-legged bridge pose. So Just come down, lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Okay, with your hands down by the side of your body, you're gonna press into your feet until your pelvis lifts off the ground. So you're in bridge pose, Setu Bandhasan. And from here, you're going to fold in, let's start with your stronger leg. So fold in your left leg and then extend your left leg straight up. And then bend your left leg and lower it down. And we'll take a break on each side before we go on. So draw your knees into your chest. And let's go ahead and do this on the other side. So knees bent, feet flat on the floor again. Feel your feet on the ground. Sink into your feet until your pelvis lifts up off the ground. Fold your right leg in. Extend your right leg up. Breathe. And then bend and lower down. And we'll lower down and draw your knees into your chest again. And from here, I would suggest you either roll to your side or you can tuck your chin and rock yourself up and sit with your legs straight out in front of you. You can bend your right leg in, cross your right leg over your left leg. You can leave your left leg long, or depending on your hips, you can bend your left leg in as long as you can keep your right foot and your right hip on the ground. If your hip lifts off the ground, then extend your left leg out again. Wrap your left arm around your right leg, turn towards it for the twist. Matsyendrasana, Ardha Matsyendrasana, half floor to the fishes twist. Yeah. And then come back to the center, and you're going to take your legs straight out in front of you again. And this time you'll bend your left leg in. Cross your left leg over your right leg, and you can leave your right leg straight out, or you can bend your right heel up to your left buttocks. As long as you can keep your whole left foot on the ground and your left hip. If not, you're going to take your right leg straight out again. Wrap your right arm around your left leg, turn towards it for the twist. And then come back to the center. You're going to take both your legs straight out in front of you again. And lift and pull your flesh out from behind you so that your pelvis is rolling forward here. You may even want to either roll your mat up behind you or sit on a folded blanket so your pelvis is elevated. And from here, cross your right leg over your left leg. Lift up nice and tall and hinge forward through your hips until you feel something happening along the back of your left leg. For Ardha Gomukhasana, half cow space pose. And then you're going to come upright again, and you're going to switch legs. So this time you will cross your left leg over your right leg. Lengthen up tall through your spine. Inhale. Exhale, hinge forward through your hips until you just need to have sensation along the backs of your legs. So for me, that doesn't take much movement forward. And then slowly come upright. You're going to release your legs out. Let's just give them a little shake and a wiggle out. And then you're going to slowly rest back into Shavasana. So lie down on your back. Turn your shoulder blades underneath you and your palms up beside you so that you can receive and integrate the teachings and your practice today. You can receive it on all levels of your being, physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually. And you're going to stay resting here to integrate your practice. And I'm going to sit up to share with you a reading today that I think is really beautiful and goes really well with today's teachings. So this reading is from John Wellwood's book, Perfect Love, Imperfect Relationships, and it's from chapter 1, also called Perfect Love and Perfect Relationships, on a short little section called Loving Our Humanness. As a child of heaven and earth, you are a mix of infinite openness and infinite limitation. This means that you are both wonderful and difficult at the same time. You are flawed. You are stuck in old patterns. You become carried away with yourself. Indeed, you are quite impossible in many ways. And still, you are beautiful beyond measure. For the core of what you are is fashioned out of love, that potent blend of openness, warmth, and clear, transparent presence. Boundless love always manages somehow to sparkle through your limited form. Human relationships often seem utterly impossible because they never seem to fit our ideal expectations. Again and again, they force us to face heartbreak and defeat until finally the only alternative is to let ourselves be broken up so that we remain more open and loving in the face of life as it is. Bringing absolute love into human form involves learning to hold the impossibility of ourselves and others in the way that the sky holds the clouds, with gentle, spacious equanimity. The sky can do this because its openness is so much vaster than the clouds, that it doesn't find them the least bit threatening. Holding our imperfections in this way allows us to see them as a trail of markers of the work in progress that we are, rather than as impediments to love or happiness. Then we can say, yes, everyone has relative weakness that causes suffering, yet everyone also possesses absolute beauty, which far surpasses these limitations. Let us melt down the frozen, fearful places by holding them in the warmth of tenderness and mercy. So breathe into your heart center and feel that warmth of tenderness and mercy in your heart. And bring that with you as you begin to wiggle your toes and your fingers. And then bend your knees and roll to your right side and pause there for a moment. Breathing into your heart center one more time, touching the tenderness of your heart. And then slowly make your way up to seated. So we'll finish as we always do with the mantra Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which is simply a mantra that means may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. We start by gathering these wishes in for ourselves first, so that we gather the benefits of our practice in for ourselves, and then we offer them out into the world. Start with your left palm up and your right palm down, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. So thank you so much for joining me for the what I believe to be very important teachings on equanimity. If you like these teachings today, then please like and favorite this show or give it a 5-star ratings in iTunes. If you know somebody who would benefit from these teachings, then feel free to share this class with them. I would like to thank Catherine, Donna, and Sean for their donation this week. If you felt that you received benefit from these teachings and you feel moved to contribute financially to these classes, then you can donate here. If you would like to donate by giving through your time, through comments, then you can comment by answering today's questions in the comments box. I have a feeling we might have a lot of comments this week anyway. But the question, the official question is, what humanist difficulty, flaw, impossibility, pattern are you zooming out to bring equanimity of perspective, compassion, and loving kindness to this week? So we appreciate all your comments. We do appreciate all your comments, positive, and all your comments that you leave us to help us improve as well. We like hearing it all. You can access the power of equanimity through loving kindness meditation, and we have been offering my favorite phrases of loving kindness through an infographic that you can receive at melissawest.com/317. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a box there and you put your email in, then I will send you my favorite phrases of loving kindness that bring me a lot of grounding and soothing. It's like a soothing balm. And you may want to have those to print them off, to place them somewhere where you can see them, or to put them in your journal, or to use them for your own loving kindness meditation. And if you would like more support in having a loving kindness meditation practice, then we have a meditation group in our community. And part of that is a loving kindness meditation support. We also have a loving kindness meditation retreat in our community with several loving kindness meditation guided meditations there as well. So if you'd like to become a member of our community, then you can click here below. And the price is so reasonable. It's only the price of when you divide it up, the cost per month is the cost of one studio class per month, which the value you receive from that is just insane. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be rooted as the trees in our forests, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.